Ninjas are so sweet that I just want to crap my pants.
Ninjas can kill anyone they want. Ninjas cut off heads all the time and don't even think twice about it.
I love ninjas with all of my body, including my peepee.
I'm really crapping my pants.
FBO Radio.
Including our intelligence agencies, poses the most serious of dangers because our country is a battlefield.
We are at DEFCON 1.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? This is FBIL Radio, episode 12. It is November 20th, 2005. I am Mr. White. I'm here with Malice Factor.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And Big City.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, Big City is definitely here. So, how's it going, fellas?
Hi.
Hey, it's going all right.
Everything is good. Everything is lovely.
Great.
Yes.
For those of you picking us up off of iTunes, you can find our website at fbillradio.com. Email address is radio at fbillradio. And there's a voicemail number somewhere. We actually got a voicemail this week.
Oh, you didn't tell us about that.
Yeah, how come you...
The guy just hung up.
It was the wrong number.
It's like one new message. I'm like, sweet. And it's just click. I'm like, oh,
damn.
Fuck.
Damn. But,
anyway, no email either, but I don't know.
Yeah, listeners are on the decline, not undoubtedly, you know.
Are people, they really?
People don't care what we have to say, man.
Nah, you know, they probably like, shouldn't either. I mean, in all actuality.
Kind of like, you know, people at the returns desk at fucking Best Buy, they don't care what you have to say, you know?
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
But yeah, you can pick up our feed off of iTunes, off of the website. You can download the shows from there, the archives, backup shows. There's forums where you can meet our friend Metatron and... get flamed by him.
Yeah, you can get called by a noob, as a noob, by Metatron, but in the forums.
Anything else been going down on the forums? I haven't been in there in like a week.
Yeah, I haven't checked.
Unfortunately,
forums
I've been
too much. You know,
busy with stuff. So.
Yeah, me you too. Know.
Yeah, what you been busy with, man?
Just you know, personal life stuff. Nothing really tech-related.
Geeks don't have those.
Yeah, fortunately they do sometimes, like this week, so.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
But anyway, I guess we're, you know, like sort of a technology-oriented gamer, geeky, dorky, you know.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. You know,
all rolled into one.
Technology-enabled Guerrilla Radio, I think, is the tagline. wasn't that it?
Yeah, We Are Guerrilla Radio. And, I'm sorry. I really have to get this off my chest about fucking Best Buy, man, you know.
Yeah, so I guess this is what you've been up to this week.
Yeah, you know, actually just today, as a matter of fact, you know.
What is that?
Yeah, what the fuck is that, man?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Is that your cell phone?
I thought it was, but my cell phone's now off and it was still going on. So now I'm starting to wonder what's...
Is the power in the back of the laptop?
Hell yeah, bitches.
Why don't you take that out?
Because I can't reach.
Yeah.
I've got short arms. I evolved from a fish.
Dwarves have short arms, man.
Here comes. Get ready for that sound effect.
Yeah.
I tricked you. I put it on mute. I'm fucking so clever. You're so unable to catch us nutty people.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
You're over there playing with the machine.
Yeah, I was looking at the forums.
Looking at the forum. Yeah, we're still recording.
Dude, hey, all you listeners, I'm live on the forums right now.
So, yeah.
The show's not live right now.
Yeah, the show's not live.
Yes!
Anyway, so Malice Factor, let me know. Tell us what, tell everybody what you've been up to.
You went there to buy a fucking TV today, man.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. It turned into a fucking 3.5 hour... lugging around 175-pound piece of obsolescent technology to and from this fucking Best Buy store, which you also have had the same fucking experience that I had.
I believe it was about the same time last year.
Yeah, it was. You know, I was picking up a TV as a present for somebody and brought it home. Yeah, and, you know, I brought it home and saw that there was a minute crack in the front frame near the top there. So I was like, oh, that's fucked. You know, fucking thing's already cracked. It's brand new out of the box. Turn the thing on, and there, in the top right corner there, it looks like the fucking discoloration, a burn. All intents and purposes, exactly what it looked like. So I'm like, fuck. You know, endeavor to drag this goddamn TV out of the back of the fucking SUV into the house, fucking lug the thing in there, drag it on the fucking floor. Because, as I said, the thing weighs 175 pounds. You know, I'm not that lead, man. I can't, you know, I have no fucking power boost. I can't fucking pick that shit up on my own. And
it's completely fucked.
Yeah, it was completely fucked. So, lug it out of the house, put it in the back of the SUV, fucking drive back to the same fucking store, get in the return the fucking thing. Go up to the return desk. And I'm like, yeah, my return is TV. She's like, where is it? I'm like, it's in the fucking car. She's like, well, you need to go get it. I'm like, God damn it. I just came up here to tell you I need somebody to fucking go out in the parking lot and fucking get this 180-pound TV out of the back of the car, man. You know? I didn't say it like that, but I was thinking like that, you know? Because I see her little, you know, member since or associate since year tag. It was 2005. Undoubtedly, she was just hired last week.
Yeah.
Dude, she probably gave the same service to Mr. White last year.
If she was there last year, you know, I mean...
You're saying you don't believe her. I see.
You know, she was probably fucking cutting open boxes the night before they put her out in the fucking help desk next to the fucking Geek Squad motherfuckers, you know, so...
this Geek Squad, guys.
So, you know, I was so angry and so fucking upset at what had happened. I figured, you know, I'm going to go and fuck with these Geek Squad guys while I'm waiting for my transaction to be processed. You know, at that point, we'd gotten the TV back in, and they were fucking around with it, interrogated me as to what was wrong with their fucking defective product, you know.
So yeah, because you dropped it.
Yeah, exactly, because I dropped it, and I fucking kicked it and, you know, poured water on it.
That's what they're
going to say. Yeah, exactly. You know,
that's what they said to me.
Yeah, fucking asshole. So I go to the Geek Squad guy, and I say, hey, sir, you know, I was just wondering, can you point me in the direction of where your good computers are at? And I was that fucking pissed, you know? I get fucking weird when I walk into Best Buy's around this time of year, because you know that's a small Best Buy, the particular one I'm talking about. And there's just a fucking mass of people in there. And you know, it's like a fucking mosh pit.
I hate that
get
place.
A goddamn CD.
I hate that place, yeah.
Yeah, you know? So
yeah, it sucks.
So I go over to the Geek Squad guy.
I think
like,
my parents are terrified of it.
Yeah, the place is horrible. It's
like
fucking
it's hell.
Evil.
Dude, any place with yellow on their signs, I can't stand.
Yeah, yellow signs aren't cool, man. Anyway,
yeah, dude.
So
I go over to the Geek Squad guy, and he's like, he started pointing at some HPs or whatever. Yeah. I was like, no, dude, you good computers. Good. No, not your fucking box computers, your good computers, you know? And it's just, he's like, whatever, you know? Yeah, exactly, you know? But he didn't get the joke. He's like trying to help me, you know? I was like, fuck, no, I just owned you.
I don't want a Celeron, goddammit.
Yeah, seriously, you know? By that time, my transaction had been processed, so I was like, you know, I'm not even going to bother fucking with this dude, because that was funny enough.
Dude,
I know
you got to feel bad for him, man. He works in hell. What do you want?
Yeah, and he wears that stupid fucking tie and shirt, yeah. And, you know, he drives around with those bugs. I want to just run those bugs off the road, man, when I see him. Seriously.
Yeah, I stare at him pretty hard when I see him going down the highway and shit, like a rush hour.
Yeah.
Some little fucking dude in a bug. This is Geek Squad.
Yeah, those fuckers.
Wow. You know.
I make really cruel faces at them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like really. With your ass out the window?
Sometimes.
Like, look at this Geek Squad.
As you're driving.
I feel bad for the guys that work there because it's not directed towards them personally, but, you know.
Oh, but mine normally
is. It's just,
is.
You know, they're wearing a uniform, so I had to go fuck with this dude. Like, I was just wondering, you know.
Yeah, like, I would expect that if I got a job for the Geek Squad that everyone I know would make fun of me constantly for it.
I would.
It's just part
I
of
would.
It. Yeah. I mean, like, even, like, my mother probably would.
He's a geek.
Like, you work for the Geek Squad? How? You know?
My son.
Like,
a,
everybody. You know what I mean? Like, the town librarian would come up and be like, meow, you work for the geek? Oh, I'm flagging. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? He's got, like, his glasses are falling off and shit. You know, it's like, dude, you're making fun of me? Like, mm-hmm. I could, you know? Yeah. So
that's my Best Buy complaint for today. That's the new thing that I was working on.
Best Buy fucking sucks, man. And their prices are high and... Dude, you know, the only time they have good prices is on shit that, you know, and dude, the thing that gets me is they always act like fucking dickheads. And it's like,
yeah, man.
I understand that, like, every week someone's in there buying $2,500 TVs and everything, you know, every day maybe, you know, this time of year people are in there buying fucking $4,000 TV galore. But you know what? It's like, you're in there buying, like, a, you know, $500 TV, and they're like, this ain't shit. You can't even get somebody to help you.
Yeah, you know, dude, that's exactly when I was buying the fucking thing. I had to wander around the fucking...
Like, how much was that TV?
It was like $560.
Yeah, and fucking dudes are like, if it's not on this side of the aisle, which is like $1,000 or like $2,000 and up, if it's not a fucking flat screen plasma that you're going to hang from your ceiling and shit, you know what I mean? Like, then I'm not going to even bother fucking helping you. It's like, man, fuck you, because $500 is... a lot of money to everybody. I don't care who you are. And if you're working in that fucking Best Buy, you don't have enough money to fucking turn your nose up to me because I'm buying a $500 TV instead of a $3,000.
Yeah, dude, remember your experience, man?
Yeah, they don't get commission either, which they're supposed to be more helpful because they're not going after commission.
Yeah, they're not.
You know, I think that while that idea of no commission works in theory, in actuality, it just breeds fucking... ignorant, stupid-ass salespeople who have
exactly.
no fucking training on the products and have no incentive to fucking help you or sell you anything, you know?
Exactly.
Right.
I think it does just the opposite.
You know, and
because you walk into
the,
Twitter, and those motherfuckers know everything about everything, and they're fighting for you until you tell them you're looking for a $500 TV, but at least you can fuck with them for a while and just be like, well... what's the difference? Because I don't know. I don't see the difference between this $1,000 and $500 or this $2,000.
Dude.
You know?
I know this kid that works at Best Buy. He's got a fucking gammy arm.
He's got a what?
A gammy arm.
The fuck is a gammy arm?
See, it's bad. It's a gammy. It's like a... it's fucked up.
You mean it's like gangrenous?
No, it's just gammy. It's shit the bed. He's got a shit the bed arm.
You mean he's crippled or...
yeah, he's on... he works at Best Buy and he's got a bad arm.
What the fuck does he do working at Best Buy if he's got a bad arm?
I think he sells washing machines. Holy fuck, I'm never going there again.
Does he help them with the inventory and shit with those washing machines?
Dude, I don't know what he does. He graduated from my high school class. He's dumb as brick. He works at Best Buy. Fuck that shit.
But as you were saying, the shit there is so fucking expensive, man. A fucking, what was it? It was a 200 gig hard drive was like
$1,000.
Yeah, basically.
No, it's like $200, man.
It was like $130 or something.
Like hard drives and shit, you're paying like almost twice as much as what you should.
Yeah, man. Fucking goddamn.
Video cards, you're definitely paying twice as what you should.
Yeah, I checked that out last time I was there.
Memory too.
Yeah, memory. You have to talk to the Geek Squad guys.
Yeah, and then you can't get a Cat 5 cable for less than like $20. It's like, what the fuck? Do you have anything besides, like ridiculously expensive Belkin cables? Like,
dude, how do they get those screens on the wall all to be synced up with each other? Fuck that.
What?
They have like, you know, one have, dude like, that's hitting the button in the back.
4x4 screen in the back of the store, like this gigantic, like it's 4x4 screens big. 16 television monitors all linked together.
Yeah.
And why do they do that? They don't even sell that shit. Fucking bitches. I hate that fucking bastard place.
Yeah, so, you know.
Anyway, yeah, last year I had the same problem, and then they tried saying that I fucking dropped it.
Yeah, all I distinctly this, all this remember shit. That.
Yeah, and the TV was like, it was like a 27-inch TV. Like, it was light enough that I could carry it myself. And
yeah, the kid with the gammy arm, you know, can't carry it.
Yeah. Dude, it's bad, man.
What?
Dude.
Yeah, we were in line for a fucking long ass time too, and that fucking bitch told you that they had it in stock, and then they didn't.
Yeah, and then she went and dragged out the wrong TV after like half an hour waiting. So then I just said, "Give me my money back," and I went down the road. I walked into Circuit City. The guy said, "How can I help you?" I said, "I want to spend this much money on a TV." He said, "This is what we got." Fucking, I said, "I'll take that one." He checked me out. They loaded it into my fucking truck. I didn't have to do shit.
They made you sit down, they rubbed your belly, they...
Yeah, the old dude probably would like that, too.
Yeah.
The old dude that's
and
on
I,
the TV.
That's why, like, it's the next time I want to buy a TV, I'm just going to go to Circuit City.
I should have just done
I mean,
that
I don't,
the game.
I'm not trying to promote Circuit City, but that's how customer service should be. And it's just, every time, dude, everything.
Yeah, they
the
don't
Best
have
buy.
The Geek Squad.
And Circuit
everything.
City's been reborn, too. They got a sweet new logo and stuff.
Have they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really care. For the longest time, I never liked Circuit City, and then Best Buy came. I'm like, "Oh, this store's sweet." Until the second time I went in there, instead of realizing how bad it fucking sucked, but it does. It sucks. I've been into. There's like three others in this state I've been into, and they all fucking suck.
Dude, I've even been to some Best Buys like in other states, and I went to one in fucking Florida. I've been to one in New Jersey. They're all the fucking same. They're all fucking small ass stores. As a matter of fact, the one in Florida was actually a brand new franchise that got opened. And the fucking place was smaller than the one that we're talking about.
Oh, really?
If you can actually fucking imagine that. A fully decked out Best Buy in like half the fucking space.
What are they, like hanging video cards from the ceiling and shit?
Yeah, video cards, what's that, you know?
Okay. Dude, there's a hot chick that works at Circuit City too, so never go to Best Buy.
Circuit City always weirded me out.
Yeah, it does. Like, it has like that Nobody Beats the Wiz feel to it.
Oh, man.
Yes.
It does.
I went there. Yeah, that's right.
That was almost so long ago that I'm not old enough to remember.
Yeah, man. But that place is like, I walk into Circuit City.
See, now, why did that place fail and the other ones?
Bad management, man.
Because
bad
they
management.
Had the word Wiz in the title. Nobody shops at places that have the word Wiz in it.
In yellow signs.
You know, I mean, that was the most ironic thing I've ever seen in my life. When they were shutting down that fucking place, you know, with the fucking trucks up to it, and they were getting all the shit out of there, and the parking lot was empty, and
that place was huge.
It just
nobody beats the Wiz.
It was like Nobody Beats the Wiz, but like it was
bankrupt.
Somebody beat the Wiz.
Like
Circuit City was like right across from them, you know, and it was just awesome.
Well, anyway.
Anyway. Right, so that's the cunts of the week.
You got anything that happened with you in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I had something good, too. I can't remember it now.
You got your forge?
Oh, yeah, that happened. Now, that was the good thing, though.
You brought your grappling hook for show and tell tonight?
Yeah, but that wasn't cool either. There was something funny that was fucked up, like what Malice Factor was just talking about, and I don't remember what it was. So never mind.
Okay.
Just keep talking.
Well, I didn't have shit, so... Alright, I guess first thing on the agenda tonight is... Apple iTunes security flaw discovered. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yay!
The invincible Apple...
Damn.
Has a security flaw in iTunes 6 and 5, and but it's only the Windows version, so... Who knows if it's because of... more because of Windows, or it's more because of iTunes, both, whatever, but there is a security flaw in iTunes 6.
Really couldn't give one sweaty fuck about Apple.
This was, shit, we did have an email.
Oh, what the fuck?
You suck.
Yeah.
I do suck. We had a fucking email. I guess we'll have to read the next show. They reminded me, because the guy's like, why don't you, like, rag on Apple some more, because that shit's funny and stuff. But anyway, so Friday, November 18th. I know, that's what he was saying. Like,
damn.
Why don't you rag on Apple some more? I, you know, just rag on stuff as need be. You know what I mean? If Apple pisses me off, I'm going to rag on them. But tonight, the ragging is for Best Buy and for other things we got in store.
Kill those geek bastards!
Yeah, so iTunes 6 and 5 for Windows has a security flaw, so you better watch out for upgrades and yada yada. This was Friday, November 18th that was posted. Okay.
Dude, I just had this crazy thought. Was there a Cisco Kid? Like, was that an old cowboy western, the Cisco Kid?
That was an old cowboy western, but it was also a comedy, wasn't it? Harrison Ford, Gene Wilder?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
So could you be, like, the Cisco Kid of modern age if you were, like, a Cisco admin?
Dude, I totally saw where you were going with that, man, and I'm going to have to say no.
What if you had a cowboy hat?
I
do know an IT guy that wears a cowboy hat around. I do, too. He looks like a fucking ridiculous person.
You know,
I make fun of him all the time.
Totally.
Wish I worked for the kind of place doing IT shit that I could wear a cowboy hat.
Don't you wish that?
I would do weird shit like that. Like,
he's
I might just wear a kilt.
Dude, like, he's an ex-communist, man.
Like, I might just wear a kilt and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just fuck with people. They think I'm weird, but I'm just fucking with them the whole time. You know what I mean?
Dude, you pwn them.
Yeah.
All day long.
Pwn them with my kilt.
Yeah.
You should just wear a kilt in general.
I don't think so. Then you call me Patrick Norton, and I don't want that.
You just wear a kilt to the place where you work at now.
You know who that guy is? You get that joke?
No, I didn't get that at all.
You know who Leo Laporte is?
No, who the fuck is that?
The tech TV guys?
Oh. You can't call out...
One of those guys wears a kilt around. He fucking thinks he's cool. I don't know.
Maybe you should just wear a kilt anyway.
He's got the number one...
Irish people don't wear kilts.
He's got the number one quote-unquote podcast now.
Dude, why are you, like, you know...
Oh, God, man.
I just want to be liberated from my pants!
Dude, you know that I don't have, like, tech TV and all those cool channels
at my house. They got shut down a long time ago, man.
Yeah, but you know
like
I never
G4
even watched it.
Stupid video game.
Those guys.
Oh, it's awful. It is awful, man.
Jay Eller looks like a penis.
He does.
With a little black hat on?
Oh, he doesn't even have that.
Oh. Is that the dude that's bald for Microsoft?
Yeah.
One of several thousand.
Yeah, but like the guy that's always like head like talking, and he always shows pictures where he's talking with his hands and doing stuff like.
That's Ballmer, I think you're thinking of.
Yeah, it might be Ballmer. We need to find that clip of him jumping around at the Ballmer conference.
Yeah, that's just fucking hilarious. We'll post it up on the website if we do.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Dude, I'm going to turn that into my signature on the forums. Ballmer bouncing around.
That would be kind of funny, man.
He'll be bouncing between two Pong paddles. Back and forth. Just have him keep like his head moving. I'd be like, yeah, what's up now? Anyway.
Yeah, I gotta put a signature on my account.
Yeah, like, what's the next news item and stuff?
Yeah, let's keep talking about something.
Be hip, right. Be cool.
Some worthless CIA person. A 27-year veteran of the CIA was the Deputy Director of National Intelligence for Collection. Whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, right?
Fucking let it slip at a conference last week or something that the annual budget of the CIA is $44 billion. Now, this is
all your base are belong to us.
Pretty much. I mean, everyone, you know, guess they have ridiculous amounts of money to play with and whatever, but it was always kept a secret. And this woman just, Mary Margaret Graham.
That's a fucking slave name, man.
Yeah.
Mary Margaret Graham.
Yeah.
I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
I'm making fun of handicapped people. You're going around saying slave names? Fuck that, dude.
Dude, that is not a fucking swear, okay? That is not a swear.
You're going to real hell. I'm just going to purgatory. You're going to, like, hell's hell.
Fucking, it is a fucking slave name.
You're going to be turned into a tree and people are going to break your
branches. Why don't you just call herself Mary Moses, man? That is a fucking slave name, okay?
But if there's any girls there, I want to do them!
I think we lost Mr. White.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
We definitely...
I think we had lost all our listeners at this point. They've all shut us off and were like, fuck these guys, I'm never downloading this show again. These guys suck balls. If you think so, email us at radio.com.
We want hate mail.
Hey, hate mail is better than no mail.
Yeah, we're going to start posting it up in the forum. I'm going to start replying to people in the fucking forum. Like, I'm just going to set up a discussion that says, ask Mouse Factor anything. and I'll just fucking post replies.
I'll do it, man. I'll put that.
Yeah,
in,
fucking,
I'll put that
I'm
in the
a
form.
I'm a fucking man, dude. I'll do it. No, yeah. You better do it. I don't wanna fuck
it.
With that.
I'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. And I'll fucking read it on the air and stuff.
So anybody think $44 billion is a bit excessive to, you know...
Dude, doesn't Microsoft fucking spend that on, like, you know, dude, one fucking lawsuit every year?
Well, you realize how much they're fucking, like, going nuts, man, with, like, letters pulling people's personal information and everything with the fucking Patriot Act and all shit? No. Microsoft probably didn't spend enough money lobbying. You're like, hey, CIA, could you give us the personal records for, like, 12 million people? Cool, thanks. Yeah, love Billy.
Yeah, F Bill.
So, alright. What was it, last time? Yeah, last time we talked about the Sony rootkit.
Oh, right? That's right.
Still brewing. More info's coming out. I mean, last time we talked on the show, it just cracked. But I guess now people have been looking at this rootkit. It's the rootkit piece of XCP software developed by British applications maker First for Internet. That is a fucking stupid company name. Anyway. And used by Sony BMG to restrict copying and sharing of music CDs is highly controversial because it acts like a virus and blah 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 and fucks you in the ass by leaving the back door open on your fucking computer. Thanks to, I'd just like to say big, you know, fuck you to First for Internet for making that nice piece of software. And fuck you for Sony BMG for distributing that. But
yeah, you assholes.
Apparently now it's been said it's on 49 CDs. Sony said they would recall some 4.7 million CDs with the software. Multiple software components on the CD have references to LAME. Open source MP3 codec, which
no shit,
yeah,
that's fucked.
At least five functions are identical to functions in LAME. Yeah, it's MP3
encoder.
MP3
it's
codec.
Like the MP3.
No, I just
want
to say LAME.
Yeah, I did too.
LAME.
Super interesting. Yeah, the LAME codec is licensed under the lesser GPL, license LGPL. And that shit was developed by, what's his name, DVD John?
DVD John.
Yeah, the fucking whiz kid there.
Yeah,
the kid's
16-year-old
like
that's
like cracking DVD encryptions and
owned
shit.
Like in his sleep.
Yeah.
Like just...
Dude, he's been fucking it. He's been fucking iTunes.
DVD John is so sweet.
Man, that kid, he's been screwing up. He's been cracking Apple's shit. You see that?
Oh, is that what he's been doing
lately?
Yeah,
they release a new one, he cracks it within like half an hour. I mean, it's like this ridiculous amount of time where he's like, ha-ha, I got you again. You know, it's like his whole team of people at Apple, and they release this shit. And, like, it was, like, within 12 hours last time, and he's like, nah, I got you, you know. Fix it again, you know what I mean? Oh, man, freaking WizKid. He's probably getting, like, $12 million a year, working, like, the sweetest job ever. Still going to high school.
I hate that kid.
Yeah, that makes you, like, really hate, you know, people. So I wonder how many, I thought I had on here, I guess this is over an article, how many computers that supposedly this shit is on.
It was tens of millions, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fucking huge, man.
It's like 40, 50 million PCs or something like that.
It's ridiculous that all these computers, not only, you know, were they... fucked up before running Windows, but now it's like they're double fucked, you know. What the hell are you gonna do?
Off a Sony product, no less.
Hey, what's the time over there,
What time is it? It's time to
it's just about the half hour mark. Wow, we did that pretty nicely, huh?
Yeah, we talk a lot.
I was hoping to take up a little more time than that.
Well,
we can say a lot of things about the new video game console.
Yeah, so
what do you
got there, Malice Factor? What was that?
Huh?
I never understand those Monty Python ones. Did you redo them this week?
Intercourse the Penguin. Isn't that obvious? Wouldn't you just put those words together yourself? Well, thinking of having sex with penguins.
And you know, I once saw a thing on TV that was a like a tribute type of thing with those guys. It was fucking hilarious. Maybe not a tribute. Yeah, it was like a tribute, and it was like a roundtable discussion. Now, one of those guys was dead. I forget which one.
That's rough.
But all the other guys are sitting around the couches, and they're talking, and they had an urn on a coffee table sitting there with this guy's ashes. Okay? So towards the end of the show, they're just talking. I mean, they're just such great comedians and such great actors that I think John Cleese unfolds his legs and knocks the urn off the table. And they just start wigging out. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, some butler guy in a full tuxedo and everything walks in straight as can be, as like real fast power walking off the stage with a dustbuster and just starts sucking up the ashes.
That's fucked
of
up.
The guy. Oh, it was hysterical, man. It was great. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, so speaking of comedy, Microsoft is releasing its new Xbox console on Tuesday, November 22nd, which is also the anniversary of JFK getting shot. In case you're ever on Jeopardy or something like that.
That's useful.
Yeah, thank you.
The Xbox 360. And, yeah, the new...
Such a bad sound clip.
I love that.
The new generation of gaming has arrived.
New generation, huh? So you're going to run out and buy one? You got to pre-order?
Oh, dude, you know, like, you couldn't pre-order any Xbox 360s because the Xbox 360 is a...
It's full circle.
Yeah, it's a full circle. They have come full circle.
It's the Alpha and the Omega.
It is the Alpha and the Omega, according to Microsoft. Your first and last solution to your gaming lifestyle or some bullshit like that.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's the complete experience. It's the Xbox experience. It's so mint.
Nice beaver.
It is. It's like a freshly cleaned beaver, as a matter of fact. That's how...
Just like showered the beaver off.
It's fresh. I mean, look at this. Oh, look at this triumph of modern... modern engineering and
What is that? That's the Xbox 360, the complete launch guide
put out by Future Publishing Media Networks.
Yes, which is owned by.
I don't know who owns them, but I do know that they put out a lot of trashy, quality video game magazines, such as OXM, Official Xbox Magazine. They put out a PlayStation magazine. They put out PC Gamer, probably a whole bunch of other ones. I used to know all the takeovers and politics that went with the big publishing companies. But then I realized that knowledge, you know, would never facilitate me in getting a job or even getting a girlfriend or anything. So I stopped going into that shit that deep. But, you know, the Xbox drops on Tuesday. The fact of the matter is, if you're planning on going out and buying one, just don't. Like, first of all, the stores are going to get fucking mobbed for them. Stores have gotten ridiculous amounts of units shipped to them. Like, I think there's a local Target that got like 12 fucking units, and that's like their shipment for the next 3 weeks.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Do we know what? Because we have we know somebody that works at one of the Best Buys around here.
Yeah, the kid with the bad arm.
No, not him.
That's your buddy.
I believe they got 50.
About 50.
I believe. It was fucking every man for himself.
Is he got his hands on one of those, or they're not letting them?
They're not letting anybody do that kind of shit. There's no pre-orders on the Xbox 360s. It's so first come, first serve.
He's going to have to snag one off the shelf.
Well, obviously he has his connections. He's not getting it from the store he works at. You know, he's going to have the... I mean, the fucking dude's bought games and controllers for it now. Yeah, you can buy games for the Xbox 360 right now.
Oh, it
started
you can?
Getting released last week. Yes, you can. This is all part of the worldwide simultaneous launch, which in Japan, I believe, is December 10th, and I believe it's like December 25th in Europe.
I can barely contain now, myself.
You notice I said simultaneous, and how is that if the fucking console is coming out, you know, 2 days from now? Well, Microsoft...
I know the answer to this one, actually.
Okay, what's the answer?
It's the time zones. That's how it works.
December 25th in Japan is November 23rd. And
that is correct.
22nd.
Precisely. That's how it works.
Well, we know that Microsoft likes to play by their own rules, and instead of treating launch day as, like, you know, the day shit comes out, they're treating it as a launch window. So in other words, if they say something is available at launch, if it take it has a 60 day time frame, that's how the new Xbox launch is being treated. So launch titles aren't going to be available at launch, because I mean on launch day. I think there's like 17 or 18 games that might be out on the. I thought that was like a sound effect, man. It,
just stroking my microphone.
So that complete launch guide right there.
Mm-hmm. Applies. It's going to be good, man. This was the best $6 investment I ever made, because this thing will be current.
That was $6, man. You paid $6 for that piece of shit?
No, this thing was $10, man.
Nah.
Yeah, look right there.
You paid $10 for that fucking thing.
I told you
I didn't. I don't believe that.
Go ahead, look.
That says fucking $10 and 13 in Canada.
Yeah, Canadian man. Cooks. You believe that?
Dude, and Canadian dollars are only $1.16 now.
Things are designed for fucking people to, you know, parents that don't know anything, just to buy this shit and, you know, maybe it'll help them.
Bad.
I didn't fucking buy it. I didn't pay for this thing, man. Somebody else did.
So that makes it okay?
Yeah. I mean, I...
So like I was saying, that the complete launch guide there is the complete launch guide in the following 60 days from Tuesday booklet.
That's right. Actually, I think launch... They're treating launch as like a 3 to 4 month period, man. So it goes into like next February.
I mean, I can understand that as far as most things are concerned. Like, when you're talking about dropping something big, you know, dropping it on one day, you know. But when it comes to video game systems, I don't think that works.
Yeah, dude, it's the launch window.
See, if you're talking about Windows, I can understand that. Because anybody who runs out and buys a new version of Windows the day it comes out... It's got issues anyway. I mean, you're talking, you know, there's a period of adjustment and all this and sales and ramping up. But when it comes to fucking video games, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, man, I know. What
you're supposed to be bug free,
out of hand.
Well, here's the one's Halo 3 coming out.
Who the fuck knows?
I'll buy one for that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll buy a 360.
Yeah, Halo is pretty fucking sweet, but.
I'm not going to get online or any of that shit. Fuck that.
I got to get a new TV before I get a new...
Everybody who's been reviewing the Xbox hardware has said, if you go and you buy one on launch day, if your heart is set on that, make sure you have a fucking good TV. As in a fucking HD TV. And I'm not talking a fucking Insignia piece of shit.
Yeah, cheapest HD you can get.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you really need a TV that has progressive screen to...
Big balls.
Big balls, exactly, to take advantage of the leap, the generation leap. The actual hardware itself is pretty fucking sweet. It's pretty sick. Whether or not there's going to be games that take advantage of it when it first comes out.
We're talking, this thing is going to be out, what, 4 years, man?
4 years. Oh, no, dude, I understand that. It has to be sweet. And that's how the video game industry works, man. You make sick hardware, you sell it at a loss, and you make your money back selling the fucking games. That's the way it's worked for a long time, you know. But still, I mean, it's actually pretty clever. I'm trying to find the specs here, and that's why table of contents were created. So
here,
you
I'll
have
play
to...
something while you look for specs.
What the fuck am I talking about?
See, that was the...
I don't know, man. I want my Revolution, man.
You bought a Revolution.
But I do need to buy a new TV.
Yeah, you do need to buy a new TV.
Yeah, I'm looking at your TV now.
It's fucking sad, isn't it? You know how old it is, man? Realize I've never bought a TV.
Yeah, except for that one experience you had buying
last
a TV.
Year.
Well, that was
someone
for somebody
else.
As a
dude,
present,
I don't know why you lied to the listeners.
Well, I mean, I've never gotten
one
for
a TV
myself.
For himself. I mean...
You know...
As far as the Xbox 360 goes, the PS3 is also going to be one of these, you know, devices that ushers in the HD era or some tagline like that.
Yeah. The Revolution is not going to be, though, is it?
No, the Revolution is not going to support high-definition television, which...
It's a mistake.
Yeah, it could be, depending on how you look at it. I mean, Nintendo is starting to get away from putting out high-end fucking tech, and you can argue that it never actually did put out high-end tech. They're bowing out of the race, so to speak. They're not trying to secure complex fucking games that we're accustomed to. As a matter of fact, they're more interested in developing first-party titles that take advantage of the new style of gameplay that their innovative controller is going to be introducing. So I don't think you're going to see games like Final Fantasy or Metal Gear or even Halo. Well, not that you would see Halo or any of those games on Nintendo, but those kinds of games that are complex and have, like, they're, like, basically, well, the video game industry likes to fool itself into thinking that it's the next movie industry, which I don't think that it is, and Nintendo is kind of going counter to that philosophy, which is why a lot of current big-name third-party developers are turning its back on Nintendo, at least as far as GameCube is concerned, and going to either Microsoft or Sony. Yeah, I do too, Mono Revolution. A, it'll be cheaper. The Xbox 360 will cost $400. I'm not even going to talk about the core version. If you're going to go buy an Xbox 360, fucking buy the $400 version.
What's the difference?
I'll tell you the difference.
The other one's what, $300?
The other one's $300, but here's the thing.
You have to buy like $100 worth of shit. And plus, they got that hard drive with
Well, listen, the hard drive itself costs $100. And I'm trying to...
However, you don't necessarily need that for games. However, developers...
You do need that for games if you want to play any of your old Xbox games on the new 360. Because, as a matter of fact, the 360 is not natively backwards compatible with the old Xbox games.
Natively backwards compatible.
That's right.
That was an interesting line.
The graphics... I know it was all technical and stuff. The graphics for the original Xbox were made... they weren't made. The graphics weren't made. The chip was made by NVIDIA. This time around, ATI is handling it. And so Microsoft had to go and fucking license the engines and the technology and shit. So all backwards compatibility is being handled by software emulation through a patch, which you download the second you fucking boot up the Xbox 360 and connect up to Xbox Live.
So I'm going to have Xbox Live. Fuck this. Fuck it.
And there are...
That's the way of the future, man. Yeah. I just don't like having my video game console, which is made by Microsoft, hooking up to Microsoft servers when I don't fucking know about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit makes me nervous.
Well, apparently... I haven't been reading too much into...
I don't know. After Sony dropped rootkits on everyone's fucking CDs, I don't feel much better about them either.
Dude, everybody's watching everything you're doing. I'm watching what you're doing right now. Why are you twitching your foot like that?
I know, but I could kill you.
Could you?
To answer your other question, there's a whole bunch of shit that comes in the $400 version. Fucking Christ, I'm trying.
Did it give you one of those fucking headsets so you could talk to people?
Yeah, it gives you a headset.
You can hear when the fucking 9-year-olds are fucking making fun of you because they just lit your ass up.
Yeah. Basically.
Fuck you.
What's up, bitch motherfucker? It's like, aren't you
a bunch of shit, but you know,
I'm through puberty, you ain't. Fuck you.
The fucking hard drive alone makes it worth buying the fucking the premium version over the core package.
So are they pitching this as it's, you know, the video game console, but it's also a media center type of thing?
They're not pitching it like that because they don't want to rub the fucking community that way. They know that they need to depend on the hardcore gamers who like to think that all they do is game all day and they don't have a fucking media center and stuff like that. But I have read some articles from people who have the Xbox 360 now, and they can get their 360 to fucking interact with their media fucking computer. If they have Media Center 2005 on that PC, for instance, you can fucking take songs off of there, put it on your 360, or even fucking, you know, use your 360 as a DVD player to play movies off your Media Center and stuff like that. So,
dude, I heard that people with Vista are going to be able to talk directly with Xbox 360s. You're going to be able to send instant messages.
That's also another thing. He's right about that.
I was making that up to be a funny bastard.
Well, it wouldn't be just with Vista.
I mean, not talk like through IM and stuff like that. I mean, there's going to be full, you know.
Oh, really?
Integration like that.
I didn't fucking read that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just made it up.
You don't have to try that hard to make it up, man, because that's how it is. I mean, it's going to be fully integrated. I mean, the Xbox is an integral part of Microsoft's strategy for dominating your
universe.
Living room and essentially your computing universe, so to speak. But it's been done so your PCs can fucking talk with the Xbox 360 and vice versa.
Because, I mean, that thing's got to be running a version of Windows on there.
No, it's a modified version of Media Center, I believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or Media Edition,
sorry.
Because
it's just plain shit with DirectX, right?
Mm-hmm. In fact, they developed a new, the successor to DirectX, XNA, was
Direct
developed
y?
For this.
Gotcha.
And, so it's a sick piece of hardware. I think the games, although I haven't played any games yet, they might be substandard. I mean, nothing really strikes me as, like, I gotta go out and fucking buy a 360 to fucking own that game.
Yeah.
Unlike, you know, previous game systems, there's no killer app, if you might.
Yeah.
To use the lingo, you know. I mean, unless you're interested in buying Perfect Dark Zero and, you know, Perfect
Project
Dark
Gotham.
Was a great game, or, yeah, Project Gotham. You know,
dude.
All these are fucking sequels, man. Besides Cameo Elements of Power, which, you know, who gives a fuck, you know, honestly. I mean, it might be a cool game, but, I mean, it's
dude.
Call of Duty 2, Quake 4, Halo 3,
yes.
Project Gotham Racing 3, Perfect Dark 0. You know, that's what Nintendo's trying to get away from. They're trying to create, you know, new, they're trying to explore new ground with the Revolution.
Yeah, I gotta find somebody who's gonna buy one of these things. I just want to see it.
Hey, listen,
I'll probably fucking buy it. I'm a fucking mark, you know.
I mean like now, like next week.
You know, son, the reason why I'm not buying it next week, besides the fact that I don't own,
you can't
a fucking
get
anything,
one next week,
is that you can't get one next week unless you know somebody or you're willing to fucking be at a store at fucking opening.
Dude, you'd be
go in there
anyway.
And fucking elbow anybody in the fucking face.
Yes.
And you probably end up with the fucking stupid core version, you know, not even the fucking premium version, because that's what they did. Say a store got an allotment of like 50 units, some are like, oh, 40 of them are fucking core units and 10 are the fucking premium packs. You know, yeah, people are going to get fucked come Christmas time. Little Johnny there on the Xbox 360 for Christmas is going to have a rude fucking surprise.
Or just die.
When he gets the core version.
Well, it's not
know.
Bad, because, I mean, little Johnny shouldn't be getting $400 video game systems.
Yeah, but it happens, man. It
you
happens.
Know?
Hey, tell me if this is going to sound familiar, do you think, to you?
And for trivia purposes...
What was with, like, the five things there?
See, that was what's going to happen when you turn on your Xbox 360.
Ah.
No, it's going to have
it's going to have a little combo.
It plays
both.
The theme to Survivor?
No, that's Bungie, man.
That was the Bungie, yeah. That was
yeah,
like
Bungie. Halo Star Life as a Macintosh RPG, by the way.
What?
Because they're ever on Jeopardy, and that is like final Jeopardy question.
Halo Star Life?
Halo started
something
life as
Apple?
as a Mac RPG, yes.
Oh, that was one thing that was interesting in that magazine, was what, the dev kit there was actually a G5
computer?
Yeah,
it was a
computer.
G5. It was a dual G5, I believe.
Oh, all you Apple fanboys out there, we'd be real proud of that.
Yeah.
Just run our Mac OS over in the corner.
Yeah, Microsoft's Xbox dev kit.
Yeah.
Was a G5.
Dude, you know, figures, man.
Yo, Jay Allard, he loves Steve Jobs, man.
Does
like,
he
wished that Steve Jobs brought him to the prom.
Dude, is Steve Jobs bald?
Yeah.
God, every fucking one of these bastards is bald.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a custom IBM processor.
It looks pretty.
Yeah, they should have just kept it as that.
Yeah,
I would have bought it.
They should have put it in a mini G5 case. Things are nice. There's some company that makes a hard drive enclosure that looks like that.
Yeah,
of course,
it does
it's like
look
$150
like
bucks for a hard drive enclosure.
Otherwise, it does look like a beaver,
one.
Doesn't it?
Looks like a beaver.
Yeah, kind of like
I
one
guess,
that's like
yeah,
compressing
yeah,
in.
You.
It's
I hear you.
It's like breathing in like a martial artist about to perform a kata. Like, it's breathing in, man. That's what the industrial art is supposed
that's
to
be. That's an older picture of Jobs there. I think he shaves his head now or something. And
yeah,
he
probably
this,
looks like Leonard
Nimoy. He wears
this
like $500 sophisticated glasses, too. So,
Awesome.
All right, so that's the Xbox news. If you're going to go get it on Tuesday, go get it. Try
yeah,
to.
Yeah, if any of you are getting it, drop us an email.
Yeah, let us
man.
Know how it is. You know, try to prove me wrong. Say that I don't know what I'm talking about and the fucking Xbox is sweet and I should stop gaming on my N64 or something like that, you know, or my Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis.
Yeah, shut up, man. You got an Xbox.
Yeah, I have an Xbox. I have a PS2. I have a GameCube. I have all that stuff, but, you know. Yeah.
Shut up. You got an Atari.
He wishes. Yeah, I do wish. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
So that was the Xbox item. And speaking of Monopolies, man.
My Monopoly.
You want to save it till next week?
Oh, is that the time already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's the time.
Yeah, maybe we want to save that.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up then. We'll save it till next
week. A couple
time.
Things for next week. All right. So I guess Big City, got any shout-outs?
Oh, yeah, I got some shout-outs.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to my my homie Watts. Watts is my homie from WoW. Peace out. Peace and love, brother.
All right.
That's cool. You know, I'm going to give a shout-out to the Best Buy employee working the desk that, you know, let me turn my TV and with relatively little pain. And also that Geek Squad guy, you know, that I fucking just went in there and cracked a joke that he didn't get. Kind of like when you were cracking that joke about tech TV guys just went over his head, you know, like... Yeah, so shout out to him. And let me shout out Jay Allard and the rest of the Xbox team. You guys, he took like, what, I don't know, $500 million losses making that first Xbox, and you'll probably take some more losses this time around, but you might eat into Sony's market share this time. You probably won't, though, so you'll be number two again, North America, probably number three everywhere else in the world. So, yeah, that's my shout out. And also let me give a shout out to what's his name there, John Carmack, for saying that XNA is the best tools he's ever used to make games with. Those are my shout outs.
Dude, what about Hamburger?
We'll leave that for, you know, Mr. White to do.
Yeah, shout outs to realultimatepower.net, all one word. That's where we got the intro shit from. Check it out. It's wild. It's funny.
Yeah, Robert Hamburger put that together some years ago.
Whoever the hell that is, I don't
know. Yeah, he's
got
a book out now.
Does he?
About ninjas.
He was in the McDonald's commercials, too.
He was?
Yeah. Swear to God.
The real Ultimate Power guy was in the McDonald's commercials?
Yeah, Hamburg. He was in the McDonald's commercials.
Let's give you a little applause there. Fucking was horrible.
Yeah,
you guys, I'm sitting here, waiting for the madness to come in. I don't know why I open my mouth sometimes.
Yeah.
I say these things, and, I'm waiting. It's like crickets are sounding. I'm like...
Yeah, that's usually when you guys start hitting the eject button. Yeah, you got to roll with it.
We'll just cut that right out of the show.
Let's cut that out.
You can get the show from fbillradio.com. You can email us at radio@fbillradio.com. The dude that sent us an email, read it next time. I'm sorry, I forgot about you. And voicemail, there's a voicemail number. We have personal email addresses. That shit you can get off the contact section of the site. There are forums. Get on there. Sign up.
I'll take hate mail.
Everyone takes hate mail. New section on the forums, I'll fire it up, Malice Factor.
Yeah, you can ask me about anything. Now, let me just say this. If you ask me a question and you don't get the right answer, what the fuck were you doing asking me a question to begin with, you stupid fuck?
Man, starting off on a good note. All right. Anyone?
Dude, we can't stop the show right now. We still got the song I've got is only 2 minutes.
That's okay, man.
Yeah, that's fine, man. We're going to roll with it.
No, man. I'm not going to end this show.
What do you mean you're not going to end the show?
Dude, is that a fucking Mac Mini over there, man?
What?
What's that box there underneath that?
Dude, is that an iPod Nano on your desk over there, too?
What's that Apple box over there, man?
What, that?
Yeah, what is that?
That's for the Pro mouse there.
Oh, the mouse came in that gigantic box?
Yeah.
You're not even a Pro yet.
Because they have to put a CD in there. They put the driver CD in there.
Couldn't they do something Apple-istic, you know? Couldn't they, make one of those little fucking mini CDs in the shape of an apple or something?
Why doesn't Apple market its products in, little apples, like the legs eggs? Little apples that pop open instead. Now, that's a good idea, huh?
Yeah, you know.
I like it. It's like a toy for the kids after you finish the box.
Dude, I'm going to go into an Apple store next time now that I flamed that Geek Squad guy. And I'm going to go in there and I'm going to be like, wow, like, where's the software and stuff? It's like, got the middle of the store here dedicated to your entire software collection, you know? And it's like, got all this other shit lined up around, taking up all the space. Make believe like you got, you know, a lot of shit in here, but you don't.
Dude, maybe they should have, like, something other than beanbag chairs in their fucking store.
They got beanbag chairs?
Yeah, like those rolly ball chairs that are like a ball with handles on it that you do yoga on and shit.
Yeah,
and
dude.
That's a chair that you gotta sit and like use one of their computers on.
What? They're probably gonna have like a festival for the anniversary when Lenin got shot, man. I feel that's what's gonna happen in the Apple store.
Dude, I think I saw Stalin in there, or Stalin impersonator in there last couple weeks back. You know.
Wow. Can we end the show now?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, all right. So why don't you, go ahead and start saying their names. You have the power, the real ultimate power to stop this lunacy.
Dude, you have the real ultimate power, Mr. White.
All right. Big City.
Yes.
Malice Factor.
Right on.
And I'm Mr. White.
You are.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Later. We'll be right back.